Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. The Northern Clay Center in Minneapolis is not just a clay store for potters and ceramic artists across Minnesota. It's also a wonderful center of creativity, classes, and offers 10 exhibitions a year. This month, there are three featured artists at the Northern Clay Center: Mike Helke, Elizabeth Pekacek, and Grichella Rossetti Pottery. The show opens August 6th, and we're pleased to be joined by Elizabeth.
My name is Elizabeth Pekacek, and I am a ceramic artist.
And you are one of the featured artists at the Northern Clay Center this month?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually into the next month during the American Pottery Festival. So my mother is an artist. And I have always made things, and she has been real inspiration and my first teacher. She always made sure that I had supplies to do things, and she's a painter, a figurative artist, so I learned how to draw from the figure, and primarily that's what I was doing until I got into, I was at school, and I was about to drop out, actually, Indiana University. And then at the last minute, I took a ceramics class because I had bought this cup at one of the pottery sales that was just, like, really exquisite. And I thought, oh, you know, I could take this class, and I'm not ready to drop out yet. You know, maybe I'll give it one last chance. And I just completely fell in love with ceramics. And, yeah, I just kept working and kept improving. I did a study abroad program in Venice for printmaking, actually. I got the non-major scholarship to go there. And then when I came back, I had this project in mind, and I was going to use a different technique. I was going to hand build the work instead of using the wheel, which I had primarily been doing before. And it was like somebody had just flipped a switch. This new technique, it removed all of the boundaries that I had had. I was suddenly able to achieve basically anything that I wanted. And the work just exploded, and I've been using this technique ever since then.
Tell us just a little bit about that technique.
So what I do is I actually make pinch pots. And I start with a disc of clay, and then I pinch up the walls to a certain height. And then I wait for that to firm up, and then I add subsequent layers until it's the shape and the height that I want. And I keep the clay at sort of a moisture level where I can still manipulate it a little bit, but it's leather hard. It's, you know, it's not soft anymore. And then I use this hammer that I made to tune the form. And then I take the surface and I map out some graphic design that follows the form. And I'm thinking about things that I've seen in the past, you know, different patterns and cloths and textiles and things like that, paintings that I love. So I map out the surface, and then I add layers of slip, and then I cover it in wax, and then I actually inlay lines of slip of different colors. And then I bisque it, and then I use wax resist to resist lines of bare clay, and then I brush the glaze on, and it beads up where I have it put the wax, and then it's done.
How fantastic does it feel to be a part of the Northern Clay Center?
It feels really good. A lot of artists whose work I really admire are associated with the Northern Clay Center, and the space is so beautiful. It feels awesome. It feels like I'm really a part of the artistic community in the Twin Cities.
The Northern Clay Center is located at 2424 Franklin Avenue in the Seward neighborhood in Minneapolis. Elizabeth's work is on display starting August 6th. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to artists' work. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.